Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
That's Chrissy McVay, ladies and gentlemen, with Fleetwood Mac. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz. Wayne is a longtime Brain Trust member, a good friend, vice president at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, is a website I encourage you to check out. Wayne is the author of 10,000 Commandments, an annual snapshot of the federal regulatory state, the 20th edition out just this year. Wayne, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for the great work.
Thank you.
I would like for you to take your 10,000 commandments and boil it down to the areas that you believe are impacting small businesses the most egregiously.
Yeah. I think what I see now, and given that the federal government has decided not to measure itself with respect to regulation, I went and pulled together the data that I could find from the federal government on cost of regulation. The figure I come up with, Jim, is $1.8 billion annually for the cost of regulation. A lot of that are the chunks you would think about.
That's for all regulations?
That is federal regulation impacting the economy, and
right.
that's not state and local regulations, which you know are, you know, with zoning and
licensing
and permitting and so forth, have huge impacts too. But the big chunks, I'll just say the big chunks here are obviously what you think. Tax compliance is about $300 billion or so. Environmental regulations, the gigantic one, $373 billion is the figure that I come up with. And I call these placeholders. I don't say this is calculus. I don't say this is precision. In fact, I calculate these numbers in a separate report from 10,000 Commandments. I call it Tip of the Costberg is the name of this report.
That's coming out next year, right?
That you were talking about, because what's interesting are the numbers of are the cost of regulations that we can put our finger on that impact small business and large business. But what's probably more interesting are all the figures that we can't assess, that we have no idea how much the cost of regulation is. But anyway, energy regulations, of course, are big for small businesses and large business. Permitting regulations like the Interior Department and the Endangered Species Act.
The EPA is really getting into to small businesses' business in the last 4 or 5 years, haven't they?
Oh, Jim, we could do a whole, I mean, you could
just
do
on the
a
EPA.
Day's worth of shows on that.
Just on the EPA,
because
yeah.
There's some
every
data
mud
now.
Puddle, every in under the Obama yeah. administration, every mud puddle is a wetness.
That's right. You know, our Sam Kasman, our general counsel at CEI, you know, the designation, the official designation from the federal government is waters of the United States, and Sam says that the law has changed now to moistures of the United States.
anything that gets
damp is now subject to the definition. But that's one of the things where regulation can be so insidious, where you don't know the cost, because a lot of that is determined by so-called guidance documents.
Right.
In quotes.
And see, this is where if you've got a developer, you want to build something, you want to add onto your building, or you want to build a commercial development or something like that, you know, you could be subject to this new Moistures of America regulation.
Yeah.
But those are one offs. Those are individual situations. The thing that concerns me the most about for small business, Wayne, are the ones that are more broad, that touch every one of us.
And they do. And Jim, put it this way, in the new 10,000 Commandments, I created a new index that got a little attention last year, and we'll do it again this year. I called it the Unconstitutionality Index.
Mm-hmm.
What you find is it's not our elected lawmakers anymore who are doing most of the lawmaking. It's all these faceless agencies and bureaucrats.
That's right. That's right.
Last year, there were 138 laws that were passed by Congress and signed into law by President Obama. Okay. Meanwhile, the federal agencies, 50 plus departments, agencies, and commissions, put out 3,807 rules and regulations. So the multiple of what, 40? I forgot what my index was.
Yep.
But in this year so far, you know, it's been a relative handful of laws too passed per the Constitution, which leaves all legislative powers in the hands of the Congress of the United States. But just the other day, I was doing this. I did this little tally on the website where I like to kind of keep the 10,000 Commandments data up to date. We have just passed 3,500 rules for 2013. So we're going to finish this year. So you see this every year. You get this accumulation of
so that 138 laws and 3,807 regs, that was 2012?
Right. That was 2012. And then here in the new edition, when I do the 21st, and when 10,000 right. Commandments can right. buy a beer, I'm going to give you a new index, and we'll be on here talking about it again. But you see the issue. The issue is you want to have relief, you want to have somewhere to go, but you've got laws being made by the unelected, and
there are no authors of these things. I mean, it's not like you can go find the person that came up with this and say, why did you do this?
Smack them.
And how do you take them to task? How do you get rid of something that's on the record from the government that almost appears as if it just materialized
exactly.
there? Nobody really owns it.
Exactly.
Until you break a rule.
Yeah, the Register just came out today with several hundred new pages. We're up over 76,000 pages in the Federal Register for this year.
You know what the cost of regulation is for a small business in a year's time? What the cost is?
For the small business, I haven't broken it down. However, what I have done is, you know, I've given that general figure, and then I have other tallies in 10,000 Commandments on the numbers of rules that impact small business
yeah.
that require reg flex.
I think that number is well over $8,000 a year, folks, just regulatory, per employee. That's per employee, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Quick.
Yeah,
quick
if you break
break
it down that way, that's right.
Hold on to that thought, Wayne. We're going to come back, and I've got a proposal for Wayne about what to do about all these regulations.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.